In just 10 minutes a day, Daily J immerses you in the stories that shape Detroit. Text WWJ to 20357 for a link to listen to the Daily J. That's WWJ to 20357. Message and data rates may apply.
Now, the Detroit Lions made some wheeling and dealing and drafted a player that's already being welcomed in town with open arms. Chris Fallar with more on that and where U of M quarterback J.J. McCarthy is going to kick off his NFL career.
Well, the two big questions that most people in Metro Detroit were wondering going into last night's first round, who are the Lions going to take, and where was national champion J.J. McCarthy going to end up? Now, the answer to the first question, the Lions got a huge steal. This according to the analysts as well. They took Alabama star corner Terrion Arnold, who fell to number 24 overall. Detroit gave up a third rounder to make sure they got him. The second corner taken, and many experts believe to be the best corner in the class. Arnold called himself the missing piece, a star, and he wants to bring a Super Bowl to Detroit. As for JJ, he became the highest drafted Wolverines quarterback ever, taken number 10 overall by the Minnesota Vikings, who made it no secret they wanted the Ann Arbor hero to lead them into the future. McCarthy says he is ready to go to work, meet his teammates, and get that playbook in his hands. He's just the second U of M signal caller to go on night one. The last one was his former coach Jim Harbaugh back in the mid-90s. So the Lions get their first stud. They have five picks left over the next couple of days as well, and Michigan football could still see, well, more than a dozen players taken from their championship team. The record from one school is 15. They're looking to break that as the draft continues from downtown Detroit through tomorrow. Chris Fallar, WWJ News Radio, 950.
Chris, was it McCarthy who didn't show up to Detroit? I think there were some people talking about why he was in his house and not here.
Yeah, so he didn't want to be in the green room, and some people thought maybe because the NFL didn't know if he was for sure going to go as early as they thought. But in reality, what he said is he wanted to be around more than like 8 to 10 people, which is how many you're allowed to bring in the green room. He had more than 100 with him
at
that house. And he said it takes a village, so he brought the village with him. Yeah.